Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherry Main, and I thank you for being here. Whether you're listening live or in the archives, I always like to say that we're all joining as one, and with time being merely a teaching tool, we're actually all joining together at essentially the same moment in time, if that makes any sense. The topic for today's show is somewhat focused on my book that I wrote and published a few years ago called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And basically the book was about my own big spiritual awakening. I grew up in a religious environment, and then into adulthood, I really was a seeker of spiritual things and explored outside of the religious parameters. And I was gradually awakening like we tend to do. And then I had just a big pow moment. And it was a moment that ended up lasting a few weeks. And then beyond that, it was an experience that would forever change me in the spiritual sense and the things I believe and the things that I feel I know, at least I know true to be, or I know to be true for me in my spiritual walk. So much of my path and purpose was revealed to me in that time, and that's what I do today. I still am on that mission of my purpose of sharing these things with others in a way that helps boost them into their own awakening. And that seems to be the focus of my purpose in so many ways, to sort of jumpstart you in a direction of your truer spiritual path. And sometimes brief encounters with me, and I'll say many, many times, I hear it over and over again. So that's what has helped me zero in on my purpose a little more clearly, because I hear it time and time again that there was just something in this encounter with me did ignite something deep in the other person's soul and awaken them or started them really more deeply on that path, more vitally on that path. So I hope that this show will have that effect on you, this show or other episodes of it, and also some of the other things that I do. If you feel any resonance, then explore some of the other things that I do and offer to help people on the spiritual journey, and places you can do that would be my website, sherrilane.com. That's sherrilane.com. And that will also lead you to my Facebook fan page, or you can go to it directly on Facebook. And that page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles almost every day. I post a thought for the day from A Course in Miracles that is just a passage that I've read in my daily contemplation, and then I give my take on it, some notes that, you know, what I would take away from that passage. And it's a journey that we do together. Input from everyone is valuable, and it helps each of us when we sort of walk together and share some of our experiences. So that's a page that's very dear to me. If you haven't already checked it out, please do. Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook, and my website, sherrilane.com. Okay, that's it for the opening announcements. If you're a first-time listener, the general format for this show is that I open up with a thought, or sometimes it's angel communication or angel presence that I feel right before the show, or you know, the morning of the show or the night before or whenever. But I don't give any of the shows a distinct plan. I don't do a lot of notes or have an outline for, okay, this is going to be the first 10 minutes and then this is going to be the second. And I don't do any of that, because I do always ask before the show that I just be a vessel for messages and words that will touch listeners in a way that might trigger some deeper awakening within them. So I try not to structure it too much. I try to get my own ego out of the way, and my own, any need for control or for it to be a certain way, or even any fear of being on the air and not knowing what to say. I let that go, and I just let the show, each show, evolve on its own for the most. Also, once I do the opening remarks and any daily message or any message of the day that I wish to share, then I open up the lines, and callers, of course, can comment on the topic, or for many callers, it is for a reading from angels and spirit for their best steps now on their spiritual journey. And I call these mini readings, because I can't go really in depth with each caller because of the obvious time constraints, but I do find it really interesting and often very comical how angels and spirit will give me these very brief images, usually just objects. And then to me, though, it has some other meaning in translation, whether it's an object that I've been shown other times, so I know generally what that message is, or it's something that, you know, once I know what a person's calling about, and once we get into the call a little bit, I can translate into, oh, I think I know what that means. And it's always with the caller's help too, because, you know, things that might resonate with you as the caller might not have a lot of meaning to me, and so we walk through it that way, and it's very fun. And like I said, sometimes it's humorous the way that messages get communicated. So open your mind, open your heart, and if you feel like calling and getting your own message or offering some input, the number is 347-633-9823. And I'd love to hear from you, or if you have input about the topic. Okay. My book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. The reason I made this show topic about that is that I just did over the weekend kind of a special for Halloween treats. I did a free Kindle giveaway on the book, and I'd actually wanted to do that before, but when I published the book a few years ago, it was offered on Kindle. I did opt for that option, but I didn't have a whole lot of control for changing and doing promotions, unless I paid what was really not reasonable or affordable to make a change and say, do a promotion. So Within the last few months, I removed the Kindle version from the where it was previously, and then I added it on to Amazon on my own. So I figured that out. Woo, yay me. And partly I used that book, that manuscript, as a way to walk through that process of uploading directly. And I did that because I've got a couple of other books or some materials in the works that so I wanted to go through that process and you know, the trial and error of first doing that, but it enabled me to then do a giveaway, and I'll have that option a little bit more, that, you know, you're somewhat limited on the number of days you can do something like a free promo. But I did it for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday of this past weekend, and there were so many downloads. I was so happy. It's hundreds of downloads, and it totally fit what my original intention was for the book, and it was just to get it in the hands of people that might be interested, and maybe somewhere in it the words would ring a bell within their soul or their spirit and ignite something in them that they already know to be true, and that sends them in new, exciting direction spiritually. So that was a wonderful vehicle. I'm happy to have it, and I was really happy to see all the downloads of it. If you were one of the people that downloaded it, please do read some of it and see if it resonates. You know, I know how when something's free, sometimes we devalue it and might let it sit. But I feel like if you were connected to it, it was for a reason. And that has been sort of the case for the book since I originally put it out. I didn't really heavily promote it. I didn't have the funds to heavily promote it. But I also had the intention anyway of those who are meant to find it will find it in the right timing. And so I think more and more people are seeking that spiritual awakening and just a different view of God and spirit right now, and something that speaks more directly to their heart. And so for some, that's one of the ways, one of the things that can speak that way. So if you miss the free promo, it's okay, because it's still available on the book in the actual book, paperback version, and the Kindle is still available on Amazon. The paperback version is $12 something, and the Kindle is a mere $3.49, I think, is the current price. So all is not lost. If you want to download it, you can for a very nominal fee. So I hope you're enjoying your reading, and we'll probably come back to the book topic, but we're getting several calls, so I want to jump into that and get going on those conversations or readings. Okay, the first one, I always identify people by their area code, and the reason for that is I don't have a screener. I do all of this on my own, so it comes up to me as your phone number on the screen. So I like to get a first name, and if you have a question, if you, you know, want a reading and you have a question, then you can share that with me, you know, what generally you're calling about, if anything, or you can get a general reading. So if you're calling, though, just to talk about the book, that's fine, too. Just tell me that. But the first caller is area code 305.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. This is Deanna. Sherry, you spoke to me last week.
Uh-huh.
And you helped me so much.
And I'm so glad.
It was so strange because I told you I can't hear you. And
I vaguely remember that, yes.
And then I listened to the podcast. Uh-huh. And again, it was the same thing. It was as if an angel's voice preceded yours in everything you said. And
okay.
I'd like you to hear it. I'm going to try to put that. I think it's 16 after the hour. But
okay.
I just did. It was really, really strange. It sounded
okay.
like a different voice. Your voice came after the voice.
Okay.
And it was a very
Are you going
deep
to play
voice.
It now?
No, I
are,
can't
are
do
you?
That. I don't
oh,
have
okay.
the
Oh, okay.
The
I wasn't
I'll
sure
try
if
to
you
send
were.
It. I'll send it to you on Facebook.
So you could hear a different voice.
Saying the same words, but it was like a deeper voice. Your voice is very sweet. This was a very solemn voice. It was just strange. I listened to it about 4 or 5 times because it did help me so much.
Do you remember last week I started the show, and right before the show I felt the presence of an archangel, and I wasn't even sure. It was not one of the ones that I've become very familiar with. I knew it was an angel and a different one, and it was Archangel Jeremiel. And you know, that is a male voice, and you're saying a deeper voice, and so that just gives me chills to think that you heard a different voice saying what I was, and that really is like an affirmation to me that there is something with spirit, and spirit will find its way through. And I do find, Deanna, that the intensity of angel presence very, very often creates some static and conflict with electronics. And I've learned, actually, when that happens, you know, just go with it. There's nothing I can do, really, I don't think, to change it. And sometimes it's even like it makes me laugh because it is just an affirmation that there is a very intense presence there. And I find it happens over and over, you know, where phone calls will get cut off if I'm in the middle of a reading, you know, for no reason. And so that I'm glad you called back in, and I think that is just a very, very cool story.
So, it is. It's split into two voices like a railroad track. And at the beginning, it was your voice first, and then it was the other voice. And like I said, I listened to it so many times after that. You really did help me. You gave me like a hug, a virtual hug. I was feeling really, really in pain, and of course, you know, in fear as well. But it was wonderful.
I think I remember, you know, a lot of times after the show or after I do readings, it's kind of lost to me, because it is like I'm just offering myself as a vessel, and I can't really specifically remember things. But as you're talking now, I can kind of remember doing energy work, Reiki, and angel healing on you during the call, or attempting to, right? Is that right?
Yes, you did. And it worked. It worked.
Yes. Oh, that just, thank you so much for calling back in. You know, when you do these things and you do it in this ego world, you know, lots of times you doubt, or you think, is any of this making a difference? And, you know, it's so good for me to hear that, and that you called back in and it made a difference. Thank you so much for calling back in. And I feel healing for you. I feel more healing coming on for you, and partly because you are acknowledging, you're seeing it, that it is something miraculous that's coming to you. And when we acknowledge miracles and we acknowledge the presence of angels, then they're even more present. And just that you recognize and you felt it, to me, your healing process has only begun. You know, it's what I was talking about earlier, that jump start.
You jumped it. You started it. It was also strange, because you mentioned this was an angel or an archangel from the Hebraic time. And, of course, my family came from there, although I changed courses and I went towards Christianity. That's where it came from.
Oh,
so
that's beautiful.
It was very powerful. Very, very, very good.
And I'm hearing now, are you here? Because just a few seconds ago, I was hearing a sound that, did you say earlier it almost had a sound like a train behind it?
What I said is like your voice splitted as a railroad track.
Okay.
They are parallel, and just with like a split second difference from one to the other.
Uh-huh.
But there were times I could understand you better, and times I could understand this voice, which was a little bit distorted, sort of broken up, but very powerful.
Okay. I may have to go back and listen to that archive. I don't usually do that. But, well, thank you for calling in, Deanna. And I just want to reiterate that the message for you today is that your healing has only begun, and you just believe it, and you've accepted it, and that is key. And you keep believing, keep growing, keep getting lighter, brighter, stronger, and think of yourself as healed.
Thank you. And I wanted to say thanks to your dad, and I hope your dad and mine meet up in heaven and sort of exchange, you know, some words. But thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for calling back in. I so appreciate blessings. It. You've made my day.
Blessings. Blessings, Sherry Lane.
You too. Okay. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Love
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, what a great call to start off with. Wow. I just have chills. because I could feel, as she talked, I could feel on the last show, and this is not something I typically do, the need to, I recall raising my hands up like a vessel receiving in a V, and I could just feel all that energy, and then I put my hands on my own neck and shoulders as if I was putting them on hers, and it was like the laying on of hands is what it felt like to me, and she could feel it, and I love that she felt it after and is feeling physically better. And so thank you for calling back in, Deanna. That's beautiful, and I so appreciate it. Just makes me very, very happy. okay, the next caller is area code 978. Hello, are you there? 978, can you hear me? Oops, looks like dropped off. Okay. If you're listening to the show by calling in, because that is a way to listen if you aren't online, if you're listening that way and you don't really want a reading, then when you go online, you know, when I click on you on the mic, you can just say, I'm just listening from, I'm not calling for a reading or to talk. Just listening that way, because sometimes that happens. Occasionally people are listening that way, and that's a great way to listen. So I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Okay, so next call is area code 678. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi. I wasn't sure if we had some audio trouble. I'm glad you can hear me and answer. So what is your first name?
My first name is Gina.
Gina, okay. And do you have a question today, Gina?
Yes, I do. I was just born the spirit guidance on career because I had a group interview last week and with the staffing agency, and I wasn't selected to go on to the next process for this big corporation because I know I need to work. I mean, I've been out since May,
okay.
And I was really bummed about it, so crying to that point. So,
because
I really
okay.
want to work.
All right. So let me. So you're not employed right now, and you're hoping to be.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, I always tell people that I'm not a fortune teller, so I can't say, okay, this job is going to come to you. It's going to come to you next week. Sometimes I can see things that are going to come forth in the future if. But it's really based on where you are right now and as far as your energy, the place, you know, whatever your circumstances are. But the reason I say I'm not a fortune teller is because we also have free will. So there are steps we can take that would change that or alter that. Now, what I do sometimes see is positive outlooks, things that are coming, or maybe some advice. So that's where I'm going to try to take this for you and see if we can help you, because I know this is something that's troubling you. The other side of the message, though, is I always like to tell people that I'm a vehicle for your best steps now on your spiritual journey. That seems to be how messages come through me or the purpose they come through me. So it's sometimes it's related to the question you have and sometimes it's not. And sometimes it's related a little bit to the question, but in another direction. I feel like yours is going to go a little bit in another direction, but I do think there's going to be some insight about particularly the career and job. The image that I saw for you, what I saw for you first, was roses, and they weren't red roses. They were yellow roses, and I felt like there was some significance to the yellow. And the yellow itself, I thought, probably represented some the chakra, the solar plexus, which is right below the rib cage, around the diaphragm and down into the stomach and, you know, in that gut area. And what the solar plexus is, basically, if you can envision that all of your chakras, they're all energy centers that go in a line down your body. If you start at the top of your head and you go down to your feet. And the solar plexus is the middle, and it's like our sun. And it's where we get energy, and it helps fuel the things that we do. But it also is where we often hold a lot of fear, any doubts and fears that we have, and that can affect everything that we do. And it's also like if you know that feeling of when you get scared and you get that gut feeling that makes mm-hmm. you feel kind of sick.
Yes.
That's because we hold, that's the gut, is that soul related to the solar plexus in our energy centers. So I feel like you've got some, your solar plexus chakras is out of kilter, and it's affecting your other chakras. Now, I'm going to tell you something you can do to help, that I think will really help get that balanced again. If you go back in my archives, and actually, if you just search the archives, there's an energy clearing meditation, and it was done. I created it back in August or September of 2014, so a little over a year ago. But if you search the archives and you put energy clearing meditation, it should come right up for you. And I want you to do that because when our energy gets out of balance, everything we do, and particularly when it's something like the solar plexus that kind of supplies energy, and in the work world especially, that solar plexus is our drive and our self-confidence and all those kind of things. And so I want you to do that meditation and just feel your energy centers shifting and changing as you do it. And how you do it is all described on there. It's very easy. You know, it's just a matter of relaxing and listening to the audio and doing the affirmations through it. So that's the first thing. That's what I would like for you to do, because I think it will affect everything that you in your whole life right now, because it's like you're just walking around kind of out of balance, and it sort of makes things scattered, and then something that seems like it's working, then you know it just suddenly changes and you don't really know why. Are you experiencing some of that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it feels good and then all of a sudden it isn't. And I feel like a lot of that is your fear. And, you know, the ego rears its head in fear, and that is very much around the solar plexus chakra. So everything seems it's going good, and without even realizing it, it's nothing really that you're doing. Your energy almost pushes it off because you're almost afraid to believe. And so I think that is the spiritual chakra sort of thing that you can do right now that will most help you. Now, I do want to get to the career part, and that you're seeking a job. I think that solar plexus chakra is greatly affecting that. And I want to ask you let's see how to word this. I know there's a question in there, or what most scares you about as you're searching for a job or career? Do you feel inadequate?
I feel inadequate because, like, the jobs I get, they don't last long. And it's not because of, like, resigning or firing. It could be just contract work, and I just need some, you know, stability. Because my last job was, you know, was a contract. Both of them was a contract, actually. And I liked them both. And I'm like, when I like something, it's taken away from me, and I'm like, okay, now
got it. And now it makes perfect sense to me what I was feeling for you. There's this uneasy shame and fear, and it's creating an energy that then, you know, the laws of attraction, we attract back what we're feeling and what we're, you know, focusing on. You're kind of in a vicious cycle. You're lacking a little bit of confidence and feeling inadequate because you have had things that don't seem to last. So you're a little bit afraid to believe that they'll last. And so, and we all do it. I do it all the time, you know, and then later I'll say, and I should know better than that. What?
Right.
I'm telling you that energy clearing meditation, I think you are going to feel like a new person if you do it. And it's the kind of thing that you can do again and again, and it's free. Hey, try it. I think, though, for you, it's going to be an instant shift and an instant confidence builder, and it's going to shift your energy and what you're putting out and therefore shift what you're bringing back. And I feel like as an employee and as a worker, you are absolutely conscientious, you're loyal, you're qualified, and there's something that it energetically that you can't even consciously be aware of that's, you know, going out, putting out, being put out there, that then is somehow skewing everything that you're receiving back. So will you do that meditation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
I feel certain you're going to feel different from that simple step. And then from there, you can explore more, you can do more, or you can go back every time you're feeling a little like, because what happens, we do sort of go back to our own previous patterns or our energy patterns even, you know, because they're deep in ourselves. Sometimes we got these energy patterns before we were even born. We, you know, that they're in our, down in ourselves. So it can take some repetition and some time to truly undo it where it solidifies. But I know that's going to be really helpful for you because I see you as this sun that is supposed to be shining brightly and it's just really diminished. And if you get that going, that solar plexus, it's going to change how you feel and everything you put out and therefore what you get back. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Boy, both of those were powerful, powerful calls, at least from what I was feeling, the energy, vibration, and all that was going on that way for me in speaking to these people. In fact, I am, like, parched. I need to take a little sip of water here. That's always one of my signs when I'm giving readings or doing this show. Physically, I get very thirsty in an unexplainable way because it's like, well, I just had plenty of water before the show. And, you know, like right now when I was talking about, you know, I was talking about focusing on her solar plexus. And then after the call, I can feel this sort of not uneasiness, but I can feel a sort of that emptiness in my solar plexus. It's funny how the energy works when we're holding it really intensely. Okay. So it looks like 978 came back on. So I'm going to go there. Now, if you weren't calling for a reading and you're just listening this way, just tell me and we'll just cut the call short. Well, there we go. Dropped off again. Okay, I'll take that as don't bother me. I just wanted to listen. So, okay, we have a little bit of break in the call. And I think that's good. I have an angel. I'm feeling an angel presence and it's very powerful right now. I have to actually take a little break myself. I'm going to give you some music because I just have to take, I'm the energy is so intense right now. I do have to get some water and breathe for a second, but that's a good thing. That means messages are really here strongly in my experience. That's what that means. So I am going to give you the lovely song Calling All Angels by Train, and that can be a good thing to listen to and just get inspired while you listen. And I'm going to do the same while I'm getting some water and taking a few breaths and getting this next big message that I know is coming through.
Crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know.
Calling All Angels by Train. I love that song because that was one of the ones, one of the songs that I would hear frequently when I was, when angels were really knocking at my door to awaken me. So I hope you enjoyed that. And maybe that's a song that is intended to also trigger and wake you up to be the angel that you have within and to be that right here on earth. Okay, right before that break, and actually right before the show, and then I didn't talk about it in the opening part, but then I felt it again intensely. I felt Archangel Michael here very, very prominently. And Archangel Michael is one of the angels that was very much part of my big awakening, that just pow moment and series of moments. Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael, and then to a lesser extent, Archangel Uriel. But those three were really there prominently, as was Jesus, the spirit of Jesus. I felt very prominently, and it came through in unbelievable ways. And literally, the angels would wake me up in the night during that period of several weeks when I was just in this other zone. I would have dreams, very vivid dreams, where they're telling me very specific things. And in the middle of the night, things would occur. I was the only person in the house, so it's not like somebody else could have turned it on. But things like I would wake up in the night and from a dream, and suddenly as I sat up in the bed in the darkness, the overhead light would turn on. And the night before or after that, same thing happened. I sat up, and as soon as I sat up, my computer, my laptop that was across the room, turned on its own at that moment. And so the angels gave me many, many clues that or affirmations that they were there and that these dreams were, there was something important. And the more that I followed what they were saying, as crazy as it was, and this was, you know, 8 years ago or more, when no one in my surrounding, almost no one in my surrounding environment and my circle of friends had any experience like this, you know, let alone did I feel comfortable talking to most of them about it. Although I did, it was so real and so vivid to me that I did share it with some people that I look back now and kind of laugh at myself that I was readily sharing it. But there's so much joy and excitement that you just can't help it. So a few of those people kind of, shall we say, drifted away. but plenty more were brought to me that definitely had either had experiences like mine or, you know, could understand and believed and knew somewhere deep inside that that sort of thing was real. So Archangel Michael is here. He's very much, we talked about fear in the earlier call, and he is that, you know, angel that kind of will say has no fear, and he can help rid us of fear. And at the same time, he also protects us. He offers us protection. So in these times where you're feeling a lot of shifts in your spiritual search, your awakening, realize that as you go toward the light, ego, which is fear, that is here on earth and it's collective, will try to pull you back down. And you do need protection from that as you voluntarily progress. And Archangel Michael is here to protect us. He's depicted with a sword because he is the great protector, and a shield because he will protect. And I want you to ask him to surround you with white light and do that on a daily basis or anytime you're feeling this fear. And just imagine that a bubble is being placed or an aura of white light is being placed around you with the intention of it protecting you from some of these ego forces or things that, like that, that feel like attack. Like the more you go towards the light, the more you attract these things, that these obstacles that come up. So Archangel Michael wants us to know that he's here. Say the prayer to him or invocation that Archangel Michael, please protect me, surround me in white light, and lead me on the path to my purpose. Because part of Michael's presence is also one of his jobs, so to speak, is to help awaken light workers. And many of us know that we're here for some purpose like this, to bring a different perspective to the ways of the world and to bring a new light. And Michael is very much there to awaken us to that and to help show us what that purpose is. He can be of great benefit when we're feeling low self-esteem and any kind of unworthiness. So call on him. I find him to be very funny. He has almost sarcastic wit about him. Not a cutting, mean sarcasm, but more just the witty and clever sarcasm. So he can cut cords in the areas that we need him to, so that we aren't bound to the kind of energy that isn't serving us. And he will serve our spiritual growth always when we ask. Anything you fear, ask him to cut it away and to cut away the obstacles, and he'll help you with that. He can also be very effective for clearing the both the solar plexus that we were just talking about, where that fear is, that chakra. He can ignite that, and that's why I felt that in the pit of my solar plexus when he was present, and had to kind of stop the show, because when he's wanting to be very much present, oh my goodness, is he ever, and is it intense. And he also, the other chakra that he can be really prominent with is the throat. And the throat chakra is about speaking our truth. Also, anything where we have reservations about speaking up, where we feel like we've been silenced or invisible, or that we get punished for saying an opinion, or, in, say, religious circles, that, you know, any fear of speaking out, that you'll get any backlash from people around you. Those are examples of that he can help to strengthen both the solar plexus and the throat. And so just invoke him, call on him, understand his humor, and understand that, ooh, when he's on it, it's intense. So enjoy that, and definitely ask him for protection, because I think anyone that's here in the light is getting, just at least people I've talked to and for myself, just absolute either bizarre obstacles or bizarre what feels like attacks, and that make no sense whatsoever. And I say a lot, like, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. Is this really happening in this earthly existence? And I know that those things, you know, in the spiritual eyes are not real, quote unquote. But still, it is perplexing sometimes that this can't really be happening, and just bizarre things. So Michael can help you find humor in those situations, and also protect you from almost like a Teflon deflector, or protect you in the sense of where maybe it doesn't hurt so much, the attacks. So I thank Michael for being here right now. And I had something this morning happen to me that really was shocking, and kind of, it felt like just this totally bizarre attack or a distancing, and, you know, and could make no sense of it, that but so now I know Archangel Michael's here. It's going to be okay, and I'm protected, and so are you. But we should remember to ask him, because that's where he can be so much more effective, and he's asking us to ask him. It's like he needs permission to help us more and protect us more and intervene more. And we forget that sometimes. You know, that's what free will is. We have free will, and often that ties the hands of angels and spirit until we ask for their help or surrender to it. Then it's more limited what they can do to help us. Okay, I am going to try one more time to the 978 area code, only because if it is some technical glitch, I don't want you to get left out. So if you're just calling to listen to the show, just say that and we'll just move on. But I don't want you to get left out if you're calling to comment or have a reading. So I'm going to try one last time. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad I can hear your voice. So are you calling
for a reading?
I just
I apologize because every time I was trying to unmute it and I hit off each time.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for bearing with me. And
okay.
Thank you very much for the confirmation of the train song. It came yesterday as well. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. You know, that is so funny because I just suddenly had this, like, take a break and put on some music, and I have just a few angel songs in my audio clips here, and just happened to pick that one, and I had a feeling that it was going to be for a reason, that it was going to resonate with someone, and so that's really beautiful. I'm glad that you got it today and yesterday and today, and that you picked up on it, that there was more to it. So okay, so what is your first name?
My name is Marnie.
Okay. All right. And do you have a question today?
I don't really have a question.
Okay.
Maybe just something general, but I do deeply appreciate you bringing up Archangel Michael, because I had just like an hour or two ago, I had a situation where I had to do some major cord cutting. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, and he's great for that. And I don't know if you were listening earlier when I was talking about the energy clearing meditation, but I also have a cord cutting meditation that is with Archangel Michael and other angels, but it's in the archives of this show too. So that's another thing. I generally at least recommend that people do the energy clearing meditation first, because I think that helps prepare even better for the cord cutting. And then after that, there's another meditation that follows up that is a forgiveness meditation. And all of those were part of an angel's touch healing class that I was teaching online, but they're very effective just for everyday use too. So you, if you're feeling that need for cord cutting, you may want to do the meditation, the cord cutting meditation, and just empower it even more. But
great.
Very interesting. It sounds like to me that, you know, Archangel Michael being here and the train song, Archangel Michael is tapping on your shoulder right now. So I'm glad that you recognize it and you're aware of it and you did the cord cutting. And I had to actually do a little bit of that myself this morning too. So something must be in the air or the energy.
Right, right.
So, okay, let me tell you what I saw for you when you first started talking. I saw a red box, like it to me looked like it was probably a little bit bigger than a shoebox, and it was just bright red and hinged and opened up. And often the box, when I see the box, it symbolizes something opening up and some from the opening, sort of like a hidden treasure to be gained from it. And when it's a specific color, it usually, or often at least, it relates to a chakra and what the blockage may be to you getting to that treasure. So the red is the root chakra, and I feel like there is a little bit of fear in you about money or abundance, or that you'll always be provided for.
Yes.
So I feel like if you address that and you accept it and accept that you can also change that and shift that and strengthen that chakra, that it is going to allow for that treasure that is being blocked to be more fully opened in you. And so it is a concern that I want you to try to release, that root chakra fear of abundance. And that's where that energy clearing meditation does exactly that too. It goes through all the chakras and what they tend to tie to, and it each one has a mantra that you say during the meditation as to what you want to release or what you want to balance and heal. So I would recommend that for you. And then if you want to do the cord cutting one too, that would be great. But I feel like that's where your treasure will begin to show itself if you get that those root chakra issues cleared up and you get that chakra spinning in proper balance. Okay? And you sounded like you were affirming, like, yes, you know that's kind of an issue for you, the fear about
yes.
money or abundance. Okay. All right.
Okay, just to re-validate or re-verify,
sure.
This is the chakra uh-huh. clearing meditation?
Yeah, energy
Please.
Clearing, but it does involve the chakras. So if you go on the archives of the show and you just type in energy clearing meditation or even just energy clearing, it should come up. It was back in, I think, August of 2014. You can scroll back that way, but it's a whole lot faster if you search. And then
okay.
the second one was shortly after that, and it's the cord cutting meditation.
Okay,
and then after
good.
That was forgiveness meditation. The trio of them is very good to clear, cut, and then step into the place of forgiveness for yourself and others and just total love. So all three
right.
of those are wonderful.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being patient and calling back in. And
thank you. I don't know. It was kind of funny. It was like I was trying to get through, but, you know, anyway. Thank you very,
right.
very kindly. I appreciate
you
it.
You are very welcome. I'm glad you called back. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow, these messages are very clear and vivid to me visually today. And also the energy that I'm feeling when I'm delivering them is kind of blowing me away. Okay, next call is area code 341, or I'm sorry, 541.
Hi.
Hi, what is your
name? It's Annalisa.
Annalisa, pretty name.
Mm-hmm.
And you are saying good morning. So are you calling from the West Coast, or where are you calling from? I don't recognize 541.
It's Oregon.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, glad you're here with us today. And do you have a specific question?
I would just kind of like a good kind of a general reading. I have a lot going on where I just had surgery, knee surgery, and I'm recouping. But there's a lot up in the air for what's coming and
okay.
people in my life. Finances and all, and healing.
Okay. What I saw for you, I don't know if I've ever seen this as an image for these many readings, but I think it has a lot of wisdom in it. I think if we talk through it, I saw a mole, like the little mouse mole, the little yard animal, and so. Immediately what I felt like the symbolism there would be, and we can explore this even a little more, was feeling, you know, the moles are blind and they also burrow underneath the earth, and that it symbolized for you that maybe where you are, you feel like you're burrowing, digging a hole, and also that you're kind of blind, you're in darkness about some things. And so does that, Would that be consistent with what you're feeling?
Yeah, kind of. And maybe the mole pushing through the dirt.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It. These are always
through.
Positive, productive, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. And moles definitely. When you consider that they're blind, and they can navigate through yards and through, you know, what they do is amazing, and they still make it fine. I feel like there's something about the image of the mole right here that is about being blind to something. There's something maybe that you don't see that angels are trying to make you aware of. So just the awareness itself will help you a lot. I'm feeling like it's something, there's a male around you. Maybe there's something I just keep your that maybe you're blind to that that is there anything like that that you feel uneasy about or that you've kind of been questioning?
Well, there's no male in my life. I'm looking to
Well, it doesn't have to be male. Does it have to be a like a love interest? It can be a male around you, you know, a brother, a father, you know, anything like that where maybe there's something that you that it just seems like something wants to be revealed. So, and you can just hold that and know that. And if you do want it to be revealed, you can say a prayer asking for it to be revealed. You know, the thing about moles too, is that whole underworld is a whole different hidden treasure. You know, that's the dual message. You know, one message can be, you know, open your eyes to see, but the other is that the things that we, the underworld that we can't see is a whole other world of treasures. And, you know, so I feel like it is kind of a dual message, but there is something there about seeing something that you haven't yet seen. It's not real alarming or anything. It's just seeing where maybe you haven't, your eyes haven't been opened. So if that makes any sense.
Well, I mean, that could be anything. I mean, but what do I do with that? It's so vague, really.
Well, that's
how can
where,
you see what
well,
it is
that's,
if you can...
that's no, oh, no, it is a catch-22. No, that's where, this is what I would do in that situation. I would, if the message comes to you that there may be something that you can't see or, that would be helpful to you to know and you want it to be revealed, say a prayer asking for that revelation, you know, for it to be revealed to you if you think you do want it. So, and it doesn't feel like anything horrendous. It just seems like I can't quite put the right words or put my finger on exactly. It's just like, it's just saying, almost like saying to you, ask that your eyes be open to see. And the other aspect of the message is that there is a treasure in the sort of the mysterious underworld. So, you know, the, and the mole always searches for that. So read about mole symbolism. I think there will be something that jumps out to you.
Okay.
You know, whether it's about faith and, you know, even though you can't see things, having faith that they're there or this has never been an image that has come up to me in these little mini readings. So that makes it really wonderful to me. It's a very unique message. And I think if you read about the mole and that something's going to click with you, like, oh yes, that's speaking to me. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Well, you have a good rest of the day and I hope that's been helpful.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you wait, okay. Before you go, there was something about surgery that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Did you just have surgery?
Knee replacement surgery, and there was complications where they had to reconstruct muscles and ligaments and things. So it was another hour and a half to 2 hour additional surgery that's complicating and slowing down the healing process and me being able to bend my knee and walk on it and,
okay. Did something happen during the surgery that was like
no,
unexpected,
it was more than,
or just it was just that's just the way it went? Cause,
he didn't expect it because you couldn't see it. It wasn't, you know, muscles don't really X-ray, but there was just damage from just wear and tear from the knees being the bones being so worn from osteoarthritis. That it, you know,
okay.
Needing a little knee replacement, but the muscles were all tight, and you know, I don't know.
Okay,
I wasn't
now. I think
conscious.
I know why I stopped you before we hung up and said about the surgery, because as you were explaining it, you said it was just something that couldn't be seen, that they couldn't, you know, they weren't aware of, and that's, and then we have the mole. Symbolism. And so I'm glad I had you go further, because I think I see that it's all okay. You've gone through that unknown and you know, now you're on the other side of it. That's an unknown. And maybe that's even why, you know, did you say your doctor was male?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, it was an unknown, and that can be scary. It caught you by surprise, but it feels to me like the mole is there, like it's all fine, you know. I want you to go read about the mole and then relate it to over, you know, just see if anything jumps out at you. But I think there is something there about couldn't see, blind, and that can be scary, but it's going to be okay, you know. So I'm glad I pulled you back, because I think it does relate to that surgery. So
Yeah, the healing process is definitely slowed down because of it. And they had me, the surgery was about a month ago already. I was 3 weeks in a rehab, but the doctor at first told me to wear an immobilizing brace. And so that was the doctor's order. So whenever anybody got me up for not much that I could get up for, but whenever they did, they put this brace around my knee so that I couldn't begin bending my knee. And so it was the 28th, and then the first time I saw the doctor again for, after surgery was on the 13th, and I went in wearing this brace. I was in a wheelchair. I still can't walk. And he goes, "What's this?" So he was annoyed that the brace was still on, but he was the one that put the order for me to wear it. And everyone else is following his orders, and I don't know when to take it off, you know, when to not do it. I'm just doing what they're telling me.
Okay, well, and there again, the whole mole, you know, blindly, you know, and there was, you know, that I think that's what I was feeling about. You weren't, you know, you weren't what you had, what you were being given and told wasn't quite what it should be, or I feel like it's positive though, the outcome and the you know, that you're kind of over the hump toward healing on that. And mm-hmm. I'm just gonna feel healing for you right now, and I want you to feel it. And just go explore the mole symbolism though. I think maybe there's even more to it, that was part of it, and maybe there's even more to it. Uh-huh. That will be really, you know, kind of an aha for you. You'll go, "Oh, yeah, I'm kind of like, you know." So,
well, the part about the pushing through, that's where I'm having to use my will to make up time of healing, because there's only a window. There's like a 2-month window where you get that flexibility back in the knee. And since I was immobilized for about a month, I have like all that work to do now to get that knee to move, and it's
okay.
Still swollen.
Well, I want you to understand that even though typical restraints on the time or time periods that may be typical, it doesn't have to apply to you. And I want you to let go of any of that thought. However, you know, still do whatever you can right now in the now. In healing it, don't worry too much about, "I got to hurry up, because your body and your cells can heal at any time. And, you know, you can defy what's typical, but mm-hmm. just that concern can even actually make healing harder, you know, having that concern and that fear. So I feel positive about your healing, but let go of that, kind of that push to, if I don't do it right, this, you know, that doesn't mean you don't do everything you can right now, but don't be mm-hmm. stressed about the time frame, because I, you know, you can easily, that it can be very different for you. It doesn't have to be in that time frame. You know, your body will
right.
do it in your own time. Okay.
Right. I'm trying to use it as motivation so that I don't get lazy.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
you don't
no,
have
I understand
all...
that aspect yeah. of it. You want to yeah. do everything you can, but don't be worried mm-hmm. like, I missed the window, I missed the time, because your body can determine the time for your body. You know, so, you know, just keep doing what you're supposed to do and don't worry about the time, and, you know, believe in the healing. And, you know, even if you can't see it, like the mole, believe in it. Have that faith, even if you can't see it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
I hope, I hope that helps, and I'm holding healing thoughts for you, and I hope that everybody listening is holding some healing thoughts for you, that your knee recovery that is miraculous and proceeds even better than expected.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Blessings.
You're very welcome.
You and...
Blessings.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Yes, I love that with the mole. You know, revealing of hidden treasures, and even the mole can be that, you know, sometimes we just feel we're digging through dirt. you know, so then we have to go with our instincts and all of our other senses. And in that, in the spiritual sense, that is all of our intuition and all the things that aren't real and concrete, you know, that we can rely on when we feel like we're digging blindly or we're digging through a lot of dirt. You know, we have to rely, you know, how when someone, or in this case, some creature is has a limitation like blindness, then the other senses get stronger. So, you know, in this earthly body, those are the senses like, you know, sight. Well, sight would be blind here, but the other senses like smell and touch and taste would be increased and heightened. So, you know, when you feel like maybe you're having to walk around blind, rely on your other senses, and the main one being your intuition. If you feel like you're blind in this world, turn to your third eye, your spiritual sight. And maybe that's even a sign and a push for you to do that. Maybe that's a trigger or something that causes you to have to look in spiritual sight, because you just can't see. You just can't, you just don't have all the information that makes it all make sense. So you have to explore in a different way. You have to look through visual sight. If you feel like you're kept in the dark, rely on your visual sight, which is a big part of your intuition. Your gut is also a big part of your intuition. So all of the, you know, those spiritual senses and spiritual tools come into play. Okay. All right. So all the callers right now are taken care of. If you do wish to call in, that number is 347-633-9823. And I'm going to get back to the original topic of today's show just a little bit, and it's back to my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And I've shared some on this show before about it and about that awakening experience, which I know if you haven't already had it, it's there for you. Because how do I know that? Because one, it's there for everybody at some point in time, but it's more closely there for you because you are searching in ways of like listening to a show like this. You are on that search. And when we're willing and it's sort of like raising our hand in class, volunteering, then, you know, spirit will speak to us and will work through us and give us that awakening. So I just picked up, my copy of my book, Setting God Free. I picked it up off the desk and just opened it to a passage. And it's interesting that this is where I opened it to this chapter, because the chapter is the only thing we have to fear. And so we've been talking about fear, solar plexus, and that kind of fear on this show. And then, you know, I pick up the book and that's what the topic, the chapter that I open it to. I am going to read a bit. I don't usually like to read long passages on the show because I think they get boring for the listeners, but I will try to. I'll read a bit and see, you know, you can listen and see if any of this resonates, because it certainly does for me with the topics that have already been explored on the messages with the callers. The only thing we have to fear. And it starts out with a quote from Neil Donald Walsh. Fear is an acronym in the English language for false evidence appearing real. And that's a very good little reminder that can diffuse fear for you. It's just false evidence that appears real. So that's all it is. And when you think of it like that, it becomes way less frightening. What's there to be afraid of? So I'll read a little bit from this chapter. As I've had the privilege of working with others in healing or in their spiritual path, I've seen many miracles. Changes in a person's outlook on life, changes in their physical health, changes that provide them a new connection to their souls. Many miraculous changes happen suddenly, others through a course of progressive steps. I am often told that I've changed someone's life, which is a very touching thing to be told. However, I know that it is all through the healing energy of love, the healing power of God at work, if we choose to love unconditionally as God loves. In that, we are simply allowing ourselves to be vessels of God's love and light. The healing occurs because of the individual's willingness to accept it. It has been there all along, but doubt has made it seem distant or unlikely. And I'll pause right here because that's what healing is. And anytime we need healing for emotional, spiritual, or physical, it's the acceptance of God's love. And I know when I had my awakening, and I had already been on that spiritual road, and I had had some chronic issues related to an autoimmune disorder that I had as a child, and that, you know, some things that would supposedly plague me for the rest of my life. And I had spontaneous healing of those things as I began shifting into exploring things in a spiritual sense more and getting outside of that box, outside of those boundaries, setting God free from the boundaries that I had previously placed upon God, and through just what I was taught, religion, and what, you know, so often gets repeated to us in this world. And I had that kind of healing, but it was that touching God, the acceptance of that pure love that will give you joy beyond anything that words can convey. So we've had a couple calls that did have to do with healing. You know, Deanna experienced it last week on the show where she felt the difference physically. And I know she's going to feel it more because she's started to accept that healing, accept that love, and she's seen what it can do. And then once you see that, you don't really forget. Sometimes we can go backward because, again, we're fighting an abundance of opposite negative messages in this world. So we do have to keep reminding ourselves, stay committed to shifting those thoughts. But, you know, the call on Elisa, you know, she's in the middle of a healing process, a physical healing process right now. And it's about acceptance, accepting that healing, accepting that love. It's already there. Somehow in our subconscious, we convince ourselves that we're not worthy of it, but you are worthy of it. I'm worthy of it. So accept it and be okay with that. Now, because this show topic is it was set up about my book, Setting God Free. I'm going to read just a little bit more about from the same chapter about fear. It's because I've seen so many rapid changes and miracles that I write this book, because I know that it is an important message to get out to people to help them realize that life is really much easier than we make it. The answers and our bliss are right there for us if we only ask and let go of our judgments about ourselves and others. The first step in doing so is often the most difficult because of our own fears of venturing out. Yet I've seen time after time that once this step is made and once one is open to miraculous transformations, that they begin to flow regularly and with ease. So once you are open to and you recognize and you accept these miraculous transformations, you're going to get more and more of them. It's like you open the floodgates to this transformation and miracles and miraculous energy that surrounds you and flows through you. I'll go back to reading again. Our societal conditioning makes us think that we cannot heal or that we should not expect other difficulties of our lives to be better. It is this failure to believe that prevents miraculous things from happening. A small amount of true belief will start us on a new path of change, a new path that will lead us to a more beautiful existence, but we have been trained to believe that they will not occur. There are many miracles happening in the world of spiritual healing, but many of these things get ignored or stifled by the more powerful elements of our society, those who don't want us to be empowered or to no longer need them. Ironically, some of the very institutions that should connect us to this powerful information actually do the opposite and try to diminish it. Franklin D. Roosevelt told us that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. How appropriate those words are, not just to the nation in distress when he spoke them, but to individuals on a daily basis. If we could overcome fear, we would have an entirely different existence, both as individuals and in the world at large. We are often afraid to even glimpse outside of the package and prescribed beliefs and standards that have been fed to us, which means that we cannot gain more and can only expect more of the often dismal or distressing patterns that mankind has historically created. But those individuals who dare to truly think outside of the box, to open their eyes to something more, will surely see a new and more beautiful world with less suffering. Each one who does so will shine brighter on their neighbor and will begin to be part of dramatic changes all around them. We are all being called to awaken to the miracles around us at this time in history, to do our part to make the world a better place. We can feel it in the unrest in our souls, the part of us that knows we are here to do more than our packaged and planned lives allow us. The first step is opening our hearts and minds to something better than we have ever known and releasing any fear or control that has kept us from doing so in the past. Please let down your own doubts or fears and consider that there may be something more. Question why institutions or others have instilled fear in you. There is no other reason than to control you. As you begin to release fears and look beyond the comforts of habit, you will begin to see discrepancies in your beliefs. Trust that God is there for you, and therefore you should not be afraid. Allow his unconditional love rather than fearing his judgment, and you will be healed and made whole. The Bible reminds us there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. And that's John 4:18. We need to remember that God only loves us. We should not have fear, not fear of life, not fear of his punishment. We should simply remember that he loves us, and that will remove our fears. For any believer in God or person of faith, what could possibly come of asking God to show you more or to reveal your greater purpose? I believe many of us fear the unfamiliar so much that even though we know on some deep level that there is something more, we never ask God to reveal it. That prevents us from experiencing the world as we should, as heaven, Eden, a place of beauty and bliss. When things outside of our normal comfort zones appear to us, we become fearful. Some get angry and defensive, afraid to even consider something new. One of the first books I read that was truly outside of this box in spiritual thinking was Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God, Book 1. When I read it, there were things in it that irritated me. Some got me downright angry in suggesting that we should not see, quote, wrong or, quote, right in anything, but should understand that perhaps there is more to events than we can see. But even though there were things within it that created resistance or a negative reaction in me, there was something in my soul that knew there was truth in those words. I kept reading right through the fear of having my little apple cart upset, having my thoughts about God, religion, or right and wrong challenged. You may have fears too, but if there is some shred of truth within you that is ignited, then you will know that you have all you need to continue to explore. You will have the courage to overcome fears and look for more, because God would not have sent things to awaken you if you were not ready. All of the negative, quote, emotions come from fear. That would be anger, hatred, jealousy, resentment, control. But fear is an illusion, and you can overcome it by simply asking for truth and being ready to accept it. God will give you truth if you are ready, and it will indeed set you free. You may not always like it in the moment when you're challenged to accept it, but in the end, it will always set you free from your limiting thoughts. All are called, few choose to listen. Don't let fear stop you from answering. So that's a wake-up call, and we get many of them on our spiritual journey. It was a reminder to me, Let fear be removed. Let doubts, let uncertainty, unworthiness, let that be removed. Let Archangel Michael step in and remove those things and surround you with beautiful white light to awaken that light within you and let it out so that you can be an angel right here on earth. You can be a messenger and a bringer of light. And it's not about specifically how you do that. It's just that you do it. And it can be in any manner of ways in everyday life. You know, I always say you go to the grocery store and you're beaming and smiling at people when somehow you may touch somebody in a way that you don't even realize. You know, maybe they just needed that smile or that laughter or someone to look at them kindly or say something kind. So you have that opportunity. Don't let fear hold you back. Know that you were sent here. You volunteered to be here, to be that light. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. And don't let fear get in your way. So I think on that note, this show is ready to close out, and been very intense for me. I've said that the last few shows, and it's been true. I hope you've gained something from it, and I hope there are a few little morsels you can take away and use right now and in the days to come will enlighten you and brighten you and wake you up to the beautiful soul that you are and the light you have to bring. So I'm going to close out the show with another Calling All Angels song, the very same title. This one is Jane Seabury, Katie Lang, and it's from the movie Pay It Forward. So listen to the words and know that you're being called. All are called. Few choose to listen. Don't be afraid to answer the call, because now is the time. And if any of this resonates with you, or that short chapter from the book that I read resonates with you, go on Amazon, look up my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, read an excerpt, you can just click on it, and see if it resonates, the opening part of it. Order it, read it, you know, order it Kindle, or, you know, books like this. I like to have where I can pick up, because I do things like I just did earlier in the show, and I just open it up to a chapter, and that's how I wrote it, where each chapter could stand independently but still have some sort of flow to the story. So if it resonates, go on Amazon, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and now just sit quietly for a few moments and listen while Jane Seabury, Katie Lang sing Calling All Angels, and feel that deep in your soul if you're being called right now. How long and how far?